Should we blame the government or blame society?
I scrubbed the inside of the killer whale tank.
Keep hearing about violins on television.
How many licks does it take?
Ohatmu or Not covers the official handbook of the Marvel Universe Deluxe Edition, an encyclopedia series published from 1985 to 1988 by Marvel Comics. And we cover it with several panelists with little to no knowledge of the Marvel Universe, giving their first impressions of each character, its look, concept, and story. Warning, listener discretion is advised. Ohatmu or Not is a proud member of the Fire and Water Podcast Network. This is your host, Siskoid, and with me today are...
Amélie,
Isabelle,
Natalie,
Elise,
José,
Shotgun.
Omega Flight to Owl.
Omega Flight. Alpha Flight is Canada's premier superhero team, but it has training programs that a hero might have to go through before getting to join. Beta Flight's members are almost ready for prime time, and several of them, like Marina, have in fact graduated. Gamma Flight, the lowest tier, weren't so ready, and you could argue they would never be ready on account of their lack of moral fiber because it was easy to lure them into the villainous Omega Flight, who quickly became responsible for the death of Alpha's leader, Guardian. Maybe it was because they weren't given their own uniforms, according to the class picture at the bottom. Anyway, let's look at each of these guys one by one, and you can also refer to the couple pics of them in action. So it starts with Jerry Jackson from Red Deer, Alberta. I'll mention the places because we're Canadian. he was an executive in charge of research and design at a Canadian oil company.
No shit.
Oh, yeah, that sounds about right.
Who James Hudson, the man who'd become Guardian, worked for. He wanted to militarize the Guardian suit Hudson was developing. Hudson left with his designs. Jackson was fired and blacklisted over it. His wife left him. He tried to commit suicide, but he failed, leaving himself partly paralyzed. So that's his motivation for wanting to see Guardian dead. In Omega Flight, he remotely took control of the Box robot. We see Box in the picture there. Jackson is driving.
The spelling for Jackson is some millennial-ass shit.
I hate it.
What's on his lapel?
Is it
a flower?
Yeah.
A carnation.
Okay.
Specific.
Looks a little Nazi cross from here.
No, it's a flower.
He's already an oil dude. That's evil enough.
He's from Alberta.
You know how in like anime sometimes there's like as you would know. There's like an older guy, but he's still like really handsome.
And creepishly buff.
He looks basically still young, but he has different hair and it's like, oh, clearly he's the old one. This is the vibe I'm getting here.
I agree.
I'm getting, I'm running for office, but I'm also Professor X.
Yes.
You know who he reminds me of, and this is going to be a deep cut for some? Stefanzio.
Yeah. Oh, wow! You're right!
Former leader of the Liberals.
Well, the red tie works.
Politicians.
Yeah. Except he was environment minister, so the Alberta oil thing doesn't really work.
Like that would stop conservatives to put them in environment ministry.
But
it was liberal.
He would not.
Yeah.
Let's move on.
Yeah.
To one of the costumed ones. Diamond Lil from Yellowknife is completely invulnerable to everything that's ever been thrown at her, but it also limits her sense of touch. She can feel pain if enough force is applied, but it still won't break her skin. She's divorced from fellow Gamma Flight member Madison Jeffries, who you gave a hot to.
Sorry, I'm wooing the divorced.
You guys all like the Madison Jeffries when we saw. And it hasn't done wonders for attitude, obviously. She's overconfident and bitter, acting on impulse, not really evil. I think eventually she does join Alpha Flight. She reforms.
I like the outfit. And I feel Elise will like it.
I'm very confused by what's happening to the line. Like, does the line continue on her left leg, or is it just because of the angle?
The way it's drawn, like, the inside of the leg, like, it looks wider on one leg than on the other.
It's because the way her hips are.
The angle.
Well, it's more that the belly line I love her arms, though. Those are really cool.
Yeah.
She needs a haircut, though. Shaggy hair.
Yeah, honestly, I was going to say, this kind of looks like my hair texture, and that's not a compliment to her.
Yeah, it's not the best, like, long, flowy hair we've seen. It's, like, bad, long, flowy hair.
I don't think it's flowy. I think it's sort of strife.
Yeah. It feels
stiff. You know what it looks like? It looks like when I had hair down to my waist and I was a swimmer. So just, like, it's like really, yeah.
Brittle.
I mean, yeah. It was kind of greenish.
The top part actually looks like a bra. Like the yellow
is
set. It looks like a cute bikini. I love it because if I look at just the yellow, it's pretty. If I look at just the blue, green, black, whatever it's supposed to be, it's pretty.
Mm-hmm.
I'm a fan.
Yeah, it's a good outfit.
And I choose to think that on her eyes, that's just really bold eye makeup.
Yes. Yeah, it's better than in a mask.
I think that's it. I think it is makeup.
I'm very concerned for her height and weight. At 6'4", she's 165 pounds.
Oh, no. That she could.
With those thighs? No, she's not.
No, she's not.
She's too strong.
She does look tall, though. Yes. There's something about her. Sometimes they draw tall people, and they're like, no, you look like 5'3". But she looks tall.
Oh, she has legs for days.
Mm-hmm.
But I think the characters are in scale with one another.
To each other.
I find it interesting that she's... doesn't get hurt, but also doesn't feel things. So, like, would she accidentally burn her hand on the stove?
But it wouldn't matter. She's invulnerable.
But she wouldn't notice.
She can't touch a fluffy cat and know the joys of a fluffy cat.
But she doesn't
see.
See,
I went to, like, sex.
She wouldn't enjoy a nice hug.
Oh, she can't take baths.
I mean, she can. It's just
not that kind of
She's 6'4", believe me.
Yeah.
you can't really.
She would need, like, an Olympic swimming.
Yes. What a terrible life.
No. I think that would bother me.
Yeah. Oh, imagine. You're really sore from a fight because it was so powerful.
She wouldn't be so sore.
Well, okay. They were so powerful that she became sore. So she tries to go to a massage therapist, but it doesn't work.
No wonder she's frustrated.
Yeah, no. What a terrible power.
People all throw stuff at you that often.
Is that why you're divorced?
Maybe she couldn't feel him enough.
Because things bounce off her and don't affect her.
He had an issue with the fact that she couldn't feel him.
You're suggesting something, aren't you?
Winker, winker!
He had a lot of feelings and she just wasn't listening.
Why are you putting it on him to leave her?
That's true.
No, what I'm saying is...
Who left who, though?
The conflict was created by the fact that she couldn't be pleased.
Because she's talking about orgasms.
I understand. Why is he the one leaving rather than her in Shotgun's story?
Because he feels incompetent.
Yeah.
Feels like a failure.
I also feel like most characters that we see in these, they're never the ones leaving the other.
But we've seen both.
I know, but like usually they're always being left because they're like busy and doing things.
Or
and
the
other person leaves. So I think that's just drama. The way we're...
Who's more important?
He is now.
But then, when they divorced, who's more important?
Well, maybe she turned
that's
evil. Did she turn evil before they divorced?
No.
Okay.
After.
Oh.
Don't blame her.
So I don't know.
Post-divorce villainy.
But she already had these powers.
I feel that.
She's a mutant, I guess.
Well, maybe it was mutual.
All right. I don't even remember him, so that says a lot.
So we're not saying hot or not each time, because we're going to ask about the team later, but the vibes are...
Oh, yeah.
More good than bad.
Okay.
But why is she called Diamond Lil?
Well, look at all the diamonds.
I had to look it up, because there's other characters with Diamond Lil... It's a thing, means something. I've since forgotten what it means.
Insert an audio clip of Mike explaining it now.
Welcome to this very informative podcast.
It's Lillian Crawley, so Lil, and then Diamond.
We understand why,
tough.
But it's a pun.
I suppose that
yeah.
the costume followed the name and not the other way around. That's
well, I mean, that has nothing to do with the powers.
It was a Mae West play. It was the name of a professional wrestler at some point. That may be the reason for it, because she's a big, strong woman.
Diamonds are also the hardest gem.
There's an aircraft called the Diamond Lil in World War II.
And they are forever.
And there's a song. So
always.
She does look like she could beat someone up.
And a lot of the diamond mines are in the Northern Territories as well, with Canada.
Oh!
That's a deep cut.
That's actually something.
Diamond cut?
Would that be princess cut, Dora?
I know, you got your princess cut, your cushion cut, your deep cut.
But that's something I like, actually. Too often, the territories in Canada are being, like, forgotten, not included. So that's really nice that she's yelling out.
An Alpha Flight. The territories are fine. It's
Maritimes.
It's New Brunswick.
I was going to say, we're not in this, are we?
Never in it. The Maritimes are not ever featured in Alpha Flight.
But lobsters!
Yes,
you snark. We've seen a lot of lobster clawed people, okay?
Yeah, but they're never from here.
We could have a lobster superhero.
Why would... No, that would just be so...
Let's
just have so terrible.
Why have a lighthouse superhero.
Oh, God.
They open their mouth and it's just like a giant...
Oh, light beam that hits you.
Okay.
Yeah.
We're giving you these ideas, okay?
We know you're listening, Marvel.
I mean, really, if you wanted someone from New Brunswick, like a superhero, you must control the tides or something.
Oh, yeah, that'd be cool.
Be a waterbender.
They don't have to have...
He's an oil man, okay? Yes, they do.
It has to be stereotypical.
It would be a beaver?
Well, let's check on the next one.
Okay, sure.
Okay.
Wild Child.
Toronto. I thought the same.
We don't really know.
I was gonna say Toronto or Vancouver vibes.
He's kind of a mini Wolverine. So he has a healing factor and teeth and nails that can rip through flesh, as well as some tracking ability thanks to his animalistic sense. He's a mutant who was found in the wilderness by scientists who tried to give him an education, but it hasn't dampened his feral behavior. Wild Child is incredibly violent and speaks in a stilted manner.
Place of birth, somewhere in Canada.
He's feral, but for some reason could sit still long enough for someone to do that long braid.
I guess so. I don't like long fingernails on men.
What about on the toes?
No.
What about a
About on the toes, Mike?
Well, I'd say Wild Child has them.
What about
gross?
But
Sashomaru?
Yeah.
That's acceptable.
The outfit really screams 80s workout videos.
Mm-hmm. You know what it feels like? You know in Men in Black when that alien takes over the body of it? It's like he took over the body of someone in a workout video.
You know, that scene lives rent-free in my brain regularly.
I don't like him.
Me neither.
Like, he's blonde on top of everything else. Yeah. There's nothing going on for him.
No, it means the smile. I will say. The scary smile.
He looks like a bad guy. Achieved that.
Because he could be...
Congratulations for being on brand.
He could be like Tarzan, but he's not...
It's like Tarzan went to ballet class.
No, Tarzan went to Canada.
Like, imagine it's dark at night and you have a flashlight and this is what you see. Like,
oh, God.
In the woods. Yeah. Oh, just kill me now.
No, thanks.
I don't want to live anymore.
But is he, like, chill?
No.
He's feral and violent.
And he eats flesh.
Forgot about the violence.
What? But he can rip through flesh.
Oh, you didn't say that.
Yes, he did. He cuts you with his nails.
And then eats
I don't always
eat.
Okay, but what if we paint the nails?
I mean, it would be fun to paint, but no.
Painted is more acceptable somehow.
Yeah?
Yes. Because that's like a choice you're making.
Yeah.
This is just...
The long nails can be a choice even if you don't paint them, right?
I don't think he's making a choice.
the guitar players that only have like one long nail?
I don't like it.
No. I also don't like that either.
But the other thing also is everyone I saw with those long nails that played the guitar, they didn't clean them.
See, it's never... What? You know, like a man's not like cleaning the underneath of his nails, though.
What?
That's not...
My papa does. He asked for a special nail file that works well.
Well, not everyone's your papa.
And, like, he's like a farmer guy, so like...
He has a lot of stuff getting there.
What about the one long pinky nail to do drugs?
I don't like that either.
I also don't like drugs.
I'm on the fence about drugs. I could be sold.
Wild Child, enough.
Fuck no.
He's got a crony kind of face as well.
It's too pointy faced. I don't like it.
Flashback. A former actor from Manitoba has the mutant power to grab duplicates of himself from future timelines to help him overwhelm an enemy. Their costumes are always reversed, white to black, and vice versa. He assumes they're from an alternate timeline. I don't think he really knows. When one of them was killed, he freaked out that at some point in the future, he would just die.
Yeah, that's fair.
So he's overconfident and likes to gang up on a single hero, but he's not very clever and often chooses the wrong target. We see him in the action shots. You know, you can see like there's multiple ones.
That's an interesting power.
Oh, here.
I hate it.
Oh, I do.
I like it. I find it's really interesting.
I think that's cool.
It's different. I like the fact that it's different. I would hate to have that kind of power.
Oh, yeah. But it's cool and different. I like it.
Like, I like the thought of, like, cool, there's three of me. You do the dishes, you do this, and I go nap. But the thought of, like, if one would die, like, what happens to future José? Yeah. Will I die?
Here's my thought about that scenario. There is no timeline in which I will enjoy doing dishes.
Yeah.
None. Mm-hmm. So no matter what, if I bring someone from an alternate, bring me, they'll be like, fuck off, I don't want to do the dishes.
I can just imagine Elise talking to Elise being like, really? Dishes?
I was in a bath!
You see, I imagine, like, future José being like, oh, okay, we just want to help you out, because,
that's you! Okay? I hate myself. So having another myself, I would kill myself.
Honestly, though, like, he's never talked to any of them.
I mean, it's not a talking situation. It's like suddenly there's like 12 of them, right? And you all jump a hero, like, and then they disappear.
I feel like at some point you would have a conversation where you figure out what's happening here, right?
Can he control them, or is it just impulse? Because that's interesting that he can't control bringing people back. Like, it's not a conscious choice. It's just adrenaline, basically. That would be interesting.
Well, I think they know what to do.
Yeah, but like, can he choose? I need three people today.
Yeah.
And he can't control them.
It's like all those multiplying heroes that we've seen before, like Madrox.
Yeah,
there's just multiple of them, except he's not splitting up like a cell. He's using future versions of himself.
I think I've decided that it's a multiverse thing.
And
instead. I think that makes more sense to me.
I mean, it's trending, so.
And is it as soon as their purpose is done, they just like...
They pop off, yeah.
So no conversation afterwards.
I guess not. No tea party.
I'd be scared to use a power that I didn't really...
Exactly. That's crazy. Yeah. That seems wild.
I feel like there's so many fairy tales about that, where it's like, don't use the power too much, because...
Don't interact with future past self.
Well, that's not...
Not fairy tales, stuff. But yeah.
I think the power is super interesting. Yes. I want to see these stories. I want to see more of this. But I think that the suit is very henchman vibe.
It's giving the brief was henchman, but make it fashion.
I mean,
the posture.
Even the pose is very
Yes.
And from afar, fashion, the glasses look like they're heart-shaped.
Ah!
Oh, that's fun.
Oh, I love that.
His boss is a French designer.
Yeah. It's like just mildly inconvenient and also not that interesting.
Was he a good actor?
We're looking at Mike, like, is he?
From how many awards?
Have you seen his films?
Prince probably plays. He's from Manitoba.
Maybe he's on like Little Mosque on the Prairie or Heartland.
In 1982?
No, but something like that. What was
I'm
it?
I'm trying to think
north
of a celebrity.
Of
if he'd been successful as an actor, he wouldn't have had to go
into the crime.
The villainy.
Or superhero.
I wonder how many people were trying to be actors and then went to crime. Like, I wonder what that pipeline is.
I'm sure that happens.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah.
He has gray eyes and black with white streaks hair.
Oh,
yes.
I like that.
That's, yes.
Yes.
That's
good.
So yes.
Skunk good. Hair? Yes.
And he almost made it in. Like, if you look at the class pictures, you can see he's in Beta Flight. He's with Box, who made it. He's with Marina, who made it. He's with Puck, who made it. So he's the only one who didn't make it of that class. Everybody else graduated to Alpha Flight.
And you can see the difference in the colors.
Did they just like see something in him and they were like, nah, you're going to be evil.
He did turn on them, I guess. All right, so Flashback did pretty well. Delphine Courtney.
Wow, what a name.
She was secretly a sophisticated robot built by Roxxon Oil, who acted as Jerry Jackson's assistant. She's pictured with a fancy 80s hairdo in the bottom of the page.
Yeah.
Manipulated events from behind the scenes. She could change her appearance with latex prosthetics and restructuring her own shape, even made herself into a resurrected guardian at one point. She was programmed to be totally loyal to Jackson, even after his death, trying to destroy Guardian's legacy. So in the very first page, you see that the Guardian seems to be running with them. It is meant to be
Delphine Courtney.
It's not. It's actually Guardian, but they're saying it is.
That looks cool.
Yeah, it's a cool design.
She kind of looks like she's made of ice.
Yeah, or like some sort of crystal. For a robot, it's not something that I would expect.
Oh. Does she power down as a robot? Like, does she need to recharge?
I think it's like any electronic. You need to charge your phone, your laptop, car now.
I mean, we charge ourselves.
True.
Sleep.
And when I saw her in green, I was like, ooh. Statue of Liberty.
Yeah.
That's what I thought.
That would be a great Halloween costume for her.
Hold up. Did you just say that would be a great costume for the Statue of Liberty?
No. For Delphine.
She should use...
She should dress up as the Statue of Liberty.
Could you imagine if every Halloween they dressed up the Statue of Liberty?
Oh my god. That's a missed opportunity right there. We need to do that to the lobster now that they did the...
Yeah, we have a very large lobster in Shediac, and they put a Santa Claus hat on it every year.
I want to see bunny ears.
I want a steampunk lobster.
Steampunk. Yeah.
Steampunk.
Yeah.
And it shrieks.
Okay.
It's not actually yelling, though. It's
just I know. And then all the children are afraid.
Ring Wraith.
Yeah, really.
Banshee Mike. Mm-hmm. I love the name Roxxon Oil. Every time you say it, I'm like, yeah, that's a cool title. It sounds like a...
Roxxon Oil sounds like a drink.
It sounds like an alcohol brand.
Well, I think it's a parody of Exxon Oil.
Roxxon
Oil. I know what drink they use for oil-based things. Like when it's like oil spill and things like that. Isn't it like, what's that drink that tastes like licorice?
No, like
Jagger?
The Jagger. That's what I meant.
They use Jagger for oil spills?
I think so.
I thought they used Dawn soap.
Maybe it's a mix of the
drinks.
Yeah, you're not going to drink the Dawn soap. Well, maybe you are.
Maybe you do. I don't know that for sure, though.
But why would you drink an oil spill?
It's just like a name of a drink.
Yes, it's a drink.
You don't drink an egg. No.
We're not literally drinking oil. Okay, like
I was very confused. It's been a long week.
Kids, don't drink oil spills.
Especially not from an evil corporation like Roxxon.
Roxxon.
So what do we think of Delphine as a human being?
A hot.
Super hot.
Yeah, for sure.
I'm digging the haircut.
Yeah. Oh, damn.
It's good. You should wear this haircut.
Only thing I would change is the eyebrows. They're a little thin for my
taste. This is what, the 90s?
80s.
But like the earring, the haircut, the makeup, everything.
You should cosplay this.
Yeah, you have the hair.
I can cosplay a head
and then see what the rest of the body
looks like.
You've painted your body this color before, okay?
I did.
And that was a
mistake. I freaking did, and it was a big mistake. The body was not that much of a mistake, it was the hair.
The hair.
Yes.
Finally, Smart Aleck.
Oh, God.
Oh, what province? What province? What province?
Saskatchewan.
London, Ontario. Not London, Ontario. London, England.
What?
He's naturalized. It happens. So
I was so excited when you said London, Ontario.
There's no one from the Maritimes, but they're like, oh, let's go get someone from England.
Fuck you.
Well, Delphine is from the U.S., right?
But she's a Roxxon object.
She was created in New York.
Okay, like half of this team isn't even Canadian.
That's a disappointment.
So Smart Aleck used an encephalo helmet to boost his own intelligence and intuition. It also has a visor that can scan across the entire electromagnetic spectrum. He's an abrasive snob who looks down on everyone who isn't as smart as himself and is both a chess grandmaster and a natural Smart Aleck never at a loss for a snarky remark.
Yeah, why do smart people have to play chess?
I hate
it. Like, we get it.
I don't play chess. But everything else I identify with.
I don't like the big brain stuff.
But why does he have such big shoes?
That's the part of the brain.
Yeah, the match the helmets. And you
get it's like just a three, balance out.
He's got a three-pronged.
Yeah. He is smart enough to know women measure feet.
No. He honestly looks like, you know when you can buy like those Halloween costumes that are basically just like foam cutouts?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So they fit over stuff.
Yeah. This is what it looks like to me. It's just like he's wearing like oversized, gigantic foam.
Yeah. So that guy is pretentious enough to be like, I can talk to you, you're not smart enough. But he still needs that hat to be smart.
Yeah.
So
he wants
fuck
to be
off.
Even smarter.
Even smarter. That's what he pretends, but really he's a dumbass. That's my theory.
I'm taking it personally.
You're not a dumbass.
You're not smart.
You're not wearing that. Also, smart
no, but if
Alec.
I could. Is that an expression in the U.S.?
Smart Alec?
Yeah.
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 What does it mean?
Smart mouse. Or,
I've never heard that. Smart
really?
Alec.
No.
Smart
what?
Ass. It means never. Smart ass.
Yeah.
Smart Alec.
Okay, like, Miss Cat Burglar.
Cat burglar is not in crosswords. Smart Alec is.
Really?
A yes. Cat burglar has to be in a crossword.
I've never seen cat burglar in a crossword.
You can also use.
I would have sent you a screen capture.
You can also use it as an adjective. Smart Alecky.
What?
Yes.
I've never heard it.
Can you say cat burglary?
Yes.
You just got smart Alec'd. No, you can't say it as a verb.
Yeah. That's why I was asking if it was Canadian, actually, because I feel like.
But it's the fact.
My osmosis got that in my youth, but I don't know from where.
Yeah, I think it's all over the English speaking world.
But he's called Alexander. And his nickname is apparently Alex.
I get it. The only thing I hate chess. I will only play chess if it is a giant set that I have to carry with both hands.
Oh, yeah, that's the best.
That's a good way.
Or
good way to play chess.
If it's like a theme set, like mice versus cats, then it's the only way I'll enjoy chess.
You know what? What I like about chess is it's pretty.
So you can have the set, and it can be in your living room, and you can go, like, check this set of chess.
Are you, like, really good at chess?
No.
That's kind of what I was leading to. I feel like there's chances that you'd be really good at chess. Like,
I
believe
was not
that, like, as a child, you won a chess competition. Like, if you told me that, I'd believe it.
I arrived second. in my class, not in the tournament. So it was to determine who would go to the championship. And I said, yeah, I can go. Sure. I completely bullshitted. I just didn't want to go to class. And I finished second, and I basically begged the one that came first, like, you need to beat me, because my parents did not know that I was playing this.
Oh.
Yeah.
You know what I hate about, like, I hate the whole think ahead of, like, 17 moves. Ugh! Can we just play the move and, like, deal with it the next turn?
You can, explain
but that's
your
how,
life.
That's how you lose.
Yeah.
That's how I lose. I never plan ahead. I'm like, whatever, we'll see what happens. And it's not always
I was good. Asked to create a chess club in middle school. I did, and then I taught a bunch of kids how to play, and then they could all beat me, so I left.
Oh, no.
My job was done.
That's cute.
You've done
adorable.
It.
That's cute.
We learned it in class.
Yes.
Yeah.
It's part of the curriculum.
I don't
think it still is, though.
No.
I didn't Depends learn it, where. And then I moved here in sixth grade from London, Ontario. and then I had to learn it.
It's because you went to a Catholic school.
It's Catholics are against chess.
Well, it's very
chess is demonic, you see.
It's full of Satan.
There's bishops.
There are bishops.
You have to fight all the
but
demons.
But in French, they're called
fools.
French Catholic school.
Okay, so before I ask if Omega Flight is hot or not, I just want to point out before any listeners pointed out the paste-up job of the team and the action shot. Has somehow removed an arm off of Diamond Lil, so I just want to say
that
really bugs me.
Wow. Oh my god, look at that leg!
They made, what's his name, Wildchild's arm really long.
Everything about those two characters is horrible.
I hate all of that panel.
I think her hand's in front of her. You see the fingers behind the
No, she's like blocking. There's still a piece missing, I don't know. Because even look, the side of her head has been chopped.
Yeah.
So there's like, there was another character there.
And you're definitely missing probably like an elbow, at least.
So is Omega Flight hot or not as a team? And does it have hot members?
It is a not team. Okay. Good people and other terrible people.
It's fucking fake Canadian. Like, what is this?
Not a single canoe.
Yeah.
For me, it's like, it's okay.
2 out of 6 are good, the other 4, meh.
See, that's kind of how I'd rate it. 2 out of 5 stars.
Yeah, I want to see more of Flashback, though. I really enjoy that power. I think it's super interesting.
I'm very meh on the team, because even, like, I was looking at the base of operation, and they're all mobile except for, like, Smart Aleck.
Well, if they're all so mobile, why don't anyone move to New Brunswick?
Yeah.
Yeah.
No one moves to New Brunswick unless they're retired.
You're right. But I don't feel like there's any unity in that team at all. I can't see them working well together.
I'd like to mention that my parents did move to New Brunswick from London, Ontario, because they retired.
But yeah, I don't see them working well as a unit.
Yeah, they don't feel like a team at all.
At all. So I don't think that's why I will say that the team is a not. Okay. But I like Diamond Lil, Flashback, and Delphine Courtney.
Yeah, I agree with you.
I wonder if just not having like a team outfit makes a difference.
I don't mind that.
Jerry Jackson should buy everyone a suit, okay?
Well, sometimes like their powers kind of link them together in some way, and it's just really, they just feel like completely different characters.
It's very disjointed.
Yeah, I can't imagine these people in a room.
No.
It's just all the losers that dropped out of school.
Can you imagine any of them as members of Alpha Flight?
Maybe Flashback. He said he was the closest, and I feel like he makes the most sense.
You know what I'd like to see? A whole team of, like, super cliche Canadian things. Mm. Like, there's a radioactive beaver. There's someone with a magic canoe.
I hate all those ideas.
But then again, Alpha Flight is Puck.
Canadian heroes should be like American heroes. They shouldn't
be
location-specific parodies of the national character.
I agree
with that's
you,
why we have Wolverine.
Yeah, we have Wolverine.
Okay, but can we still have the Lighthouse guy? It doesn't have to be from New Brunswick.
Yeah. I just want this huge spotlight.
Let's be honest, he would be from Nova Scotia.
Yeah. Never be. Yeah.
Nova Scotia is the preferred maritime
lighthouse. Yes. The cooler province. Canada!
They're not even a real country anyway.
Okay. Oh, of course you
Let me get into it. People don't know what we're talking about. Orca. Starting out as a dumb brute in the Atlantean army, the easy-to-manipulate Orca stayed loyal to the traitor Krang and was rewarded with a treatment to give him the power of a killer whale. Bigger, stronger, able to breathe air from a dorsal nostril.
I just need it. He's bigger, stronger, able to breathe from the dorsal fin of an orca. Like, that is just so...
Well, a normal Atlantean can't breathe air, but he can.
That's just how I heard it.
Through the nostril.
It was a DK rap reference for the people listening.
I liked it.
Anyway, good old Roxxon.
Not Roxxon.
Later made him even more powerful, growing him to 24 feet in height and giving him Hulk-class strength. He also has the ability to communicate with whales through whistling sounds and command battalions of them. He's still a dumb brute and holds a grudge against anyone who defeated him in battle, namely Namor and Thor. Pictured fighting Thor and commanding and riding killer whales.
That's not a killer whale.
Honestly,
look at the teeth.
It's a blue whale.
That's the meanest whale I've ever seen.
Yeah, I love this panel.
It doesn't, that thing doesn't exist.
That looks like the whaling Pinocchio. It does.
Oh, yeah.
And I don't like when people call killer whales, it's orcas. Like, I feel it gives them a bad rap. They're actually very gentle creatures that just live in the ocean.
Yeah, just sometimes they eat.
They have killed people.
It's not like their preference, I don't think.
The thing is about the killer whales is that they're efficient. It's not necessarily because they killed humans that they were named like that. It's because they travel in pods and they have that really gruesome technique of circling their prey and destroying
them. They like shake them, right?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. And they go straight for the heart and the liver and all.
And the thing is, it's like any big creature in the ocean, we are in their territory. If they kill us, that's on us. We're dumb. We're in there. You're not supposed to be in the ocean.
I think we can agree. Of all the species on Earth,
people,
the most deserving of being killed. But
That bottom panel,
it's incredible.
He's living his best life. He's the most happy man. Like,
this would make a great tattoo.
Shotgun!
I mean, no, but yes.
Right on your arm, in a sleeve.
Whole sleeve is orcas and him in the middle.
He's like, I'm 30, I'm flirty, and I'm thriving.
Because, I mean, at 24 feet tall, you have to, like, mate with whales. You can't mate with a human.
No,
you
do.
He's not mating. Okay. He's just playing.
And I'm not saying he's mating there, but he's flirting, as Nat said.
Okay. You can flirt without mating. Just saying.
My new favorite paddle is the one just right next to it.
Yeah, what's happening?
What's this face?
It's not a good face.
No.
Fantastic. I hate the teeth around his face. I will say that.
Dislike it as well.
Yeah, that's weird.
When I saw it, I thought it was like, oh, it's petals. It's just even sillier.
It kind of looks like puka shells sometimes.
Yeah.
I feel I'd like it more if it was puka shells. I get a random puka shell necklace.
Or like mussels.
I guess too many mussels already.
No. He has mussel clams and like razor, like just a bunch of shells.
Yeah, I'm down for that.
Yeah.
It's for bottom of the ocean camouflage.
I love his flappy feet.
Yes, the feet are very funny.
I don't know why, but I love him.
It kind of grosses me out.
Is he wearing an outfit? Because why is he wearing a belt?
Originally, the belt is what gave him his powers.
Oh!
Or his enhanced strength. But then post-Roxxon...
No, he's clearly wearing underwear. This is a bathing suit. It holds it there because otherwise, whale penis.
Yeah, because his face is popping out of the hood. Yeah,
you can see the...
Okay, yeah. So does he turn the whales mean...
Yeah, they're not evil by nature.
He's just like bad vibes to these whales.
It just like goes up and it's like, you know, this guy said this. And the whales are like, what the fuck?
You talked about whale penis and then all I'm thinking about is how it's the Loch Ness Monster.
Yes!
There you go. I'll show you my Nessie. I don't think this guy would be good at wordplay.
No.
I don't think this guy would be good at words.
Just anger. I want to be him.
Whales. I was obsessed with the oceans and, like, sharks. Still obsessed with sharks, honestly.
Were you one of everybody of our generation who was like, when I get older, I'm going to be a marine biologist? Everybody wanted to be a marine biologist.
Pretty much. Yeah.
I wanted to be a mermaid.
But yeah, so having the power to just, like, go there and talk with whales and just chill in the water, I would love it.
You know what he reminds me of? And this is going to be incredibly specific.
We love deep cuts.
Go for it.
Do you remember that time when we were watching a movie? With Vin Diesel and he was coming out.
Yeah. Okay, so for the people at home, we were watching XXX.
Yeah!
Wasn't it the sequel in French?
Yes, we're watching the second XXX in French, and there's a scene where he's coming out of the water, and it's wild. He basically has a water condom.
Surface tension did not work with him at all.
No, and it's not very funny. Thing.
And it looked like that.
It's true. Well, we've got a fan casting.
Yeah.
Orca. You know what? Yes.
Orca, hot or not?
Honestly, hot. I like this.
A giant animal man?
Yeah.
That seems on brand.
But if he's, like, not angry like the original panel, but, like, fun.
I like this version. I like joyriding a whale. Orca.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's clearly joyriding, not riding into battle.
Oh, that's way more fun. He's like, let's go to the mall.
Like, for me right now, no, he's like, I'm king of the world, king of the sea.
Yeah, he is king of the sea.
I just don't know how you kiss him with the teeth.
Oh, I don't want to kiss him.
I mean, he's still hanging out. Not only that, but like his lips are the size of your face.
Yeah. I thought he was big, yeah.
I just want him to like rock me to sleep.
I forgot that he's big, and that's actually just a really big whale.
He weighed 20 tons.
No. He takes your tiny hands and like gently kisses it. Somehow it's like all his saliva.
Yeah. All right, guys. We know that this is going to be the big what the fuck of the episode.
We're only two in.
Because okay, I'm going to say, yes, of course, hot.
He's a buff whale. Of course it's a buff.
That should be the new t-shirt quote.
I will be the person of reason. The ocean is gross and terrifies me. Not.
Yes, this is not for you.
No.
I was gonna say no, but I think you convinced me.
I understand why, but no.
I wanna see his Nessie.
Alright. I was looking so good. Shamu took a shining to me. And they're so smart, those things, you know? They got all these human emotions. Love. Lust. 100-year-old-eyed jealousy. Bartholomew was livid. Unbeknownst to me, I can't hear a goddamn thing underwater.
Dear God.
Oh, God.
I thought Nevermind and I agree.
Overmind. Grom was born on the ancient planet Eternus. And now he's the last member of an immortal race that sanctioned interstellar warfare and gladiatorial games as a way to keep its population down after it eliminated aging. When they picked on the wrong enemy, they faced genocide, and so put all their minds in their greatest champion and launched him into space. The capsule found its way to Earth, where the Fantastic Four had to fight this new Overmind. He eventually made his way to an alternate Earth, where he took control by using his vast mental powers on the U.S. president. But the story ended with the Eternian minds being driven out of him by 6 telepaths who are now part of his consciousness.
Oh, jeez.
It's reduced his powers and made him benevolent. He basically spends his time helping people and removing memories of himself so that no one comes to depend on him. Oh. Overmind is strong and invulnerable, but his most dangerous powers are mental. Casting illusions, moving things with his mind, firing kinetic bolts, and boosting his natural abilities. If you wonder how the Gestalt mind works, any individual in the mind can take control of the body with the other's consent. Mm-hmm. He's pictured blasting the Squadron Supreme, Mr. Fantastic, and others with his mind, and breaking a wall into rubble. There's also a shot of his face without the helmet.
So he's a good guy now?
Yeah.
Aww.
Okay.
I don't like beard, no mustache.
Yeah.
And also like bunch of hair and also a beard.
Like a little Lucky Charms.
It's too much hair.
There's a little mustache.
Like how consensual was the "we will download our minds into you and you will be sent in space"? Like, was he like
okay? He was the greatest champion.
He was the champion of champions.
So he was chosen to have his entire race.
That's a bad prize.
I mean, he's
in there too.
Everyone's dying. So like, what are you gonna do? Is he just gonna say, "Nah, take the runner up, please. I don't feel like it."
No, but you could say, "Send me into space and I will speak of your memories." Not have fighting people in my mind.
They are a fighting culture. I get it.
But I have enough of one person in my mind.
Yeah, well, he watched Hamilton and he's like, "It's right. You don't know who's gonna live or die and tell your story, you know?" You know? I'm not giving up my shot.
I think he saw it as his moral duty.
Yeah, probably. He's got like a warrior vibe, so it's like...
But it just feels like a shitty prize.
I agree, it's not great. It's not a fun time.
He's got Lord of the Rings vibes.
Yeah.
But just more armored.
Is his helmet sharp?
Probably.
Looks it.
His helmet is a saw.
I don't like the helmet or the gloves, but the rest I'm super into.
He's like a dwarf in an RPG campaign that they've been playing for years and years. And he's way too well equipped by now.
I do enjoy the crotch armor.
Mm-hmm. Yes, the crotch panel is like jarring. It's bizarre.
Me, even more jarring than that, his specific right bicep. Like, that is... It's just so big. It's so round.
Yeah, I don't love big arms, but we've like, talked about that before.
It looks like if someone stuffed, like, a melon. It's just so big and round. It's alarming.
Is he normal size?
He's 10 feet tall, so no.
No.
10 feet's nice.
I like... I really like his chest design.
Yeah.
Yeah, cool. That is very nice. Medieval. It's giving me some Muscatel vibes.
Muscatel.
Muscatel, dog.
He's really thick.
Yeah,
I think that's why he registers as short. They do short characters thick.
Well, yes, that's where you get that 750 pounds.
Question, the six telepaths who calmed him down, did they disappear into him?
Yes.
And was that consensual?
No.
Well, yeah, no, they defeated the Eternan race or whatever.
So they defeated them, but then, like, they lost their autonomy and they're now in...
Right, they lost their bodies.
And now it says there's seven minds in there. Or,
possibly only six.
Oh, so he might have lost his, too.
Mm. Oh, that's
tragic.
I don't like that.
I hate that.
Yeah, they lobotomized this villain.
Oh, God.
So...
After he took over the United States.
You just ruined it.
It's just the United States.
Planet.
Yeah. All
right, so is Overmind hot or not?
It's interesting that he's hairy. We don't see that a lot.
I liked him, but then I got sad.
I'm not obsessed.
Nah, a little tepid as well.
Not super into it.
It's a not for me.
I don't feel passion.
I still just don't like the name very much.
You go on a date with him, and then another mind will take over, and you're like, you're not the same person anymore, and you don't like that new person, and blah.
Approximately how many minds were in his mind the first time?
I don't know. It must have been hundreds, thousands, millions?
Jeez, God, that's a lot. Imagine the time to have a consensus. Oh, like, God. I feel like any action's like, you guys cool if I don't get decaf this time? Hold on, we gotta talk to everyone.
I have to do that with myself. Never mind other people.
And possibly thousands of others?
Oh, no. Oh my God.
I say there should be more violins on television and less game shows. It's terrible Mr. the way Teller. Things work.
Mr. What? Teller, that was... Violence on television, not violins. Violence.
Oh, well, that's different.
Yes.
Never mind.
Oh.
Owl.
The owl.
Yes.
Is an owl?
That's not right.
I don't...
Leland Owsley
is
a criminal underground figure known as the Owl, who was mostly opposed by Daredevil early in his career. He was a ruthless financier whose criminal connections were exposed during an IRS audit, so he just abandoned all pretense and set himself up as a supervillain, somehow getting a serum that allows him to glide weightlessly through the air. His coat cloak helps him get enough lift. He also wears a brace that allows him to walk, though not very well, following a paralyzing ailment that may have been a side effect of the flight serum. He also uses metal talons to claw at opponents and a vehicle called a flyer that can carry his entire owl gang. He's vicious and prefers to let minions carry out his plans, but is obsessed with curing his physical impairment and will risk his own safety in the quest for a cure. He's pictured fighting Doc Ock. There's a close-up of his face. A diagram of his talon flying at Daredevil, and that may be his flyer in the background.
I hope so.
And clawing at Spider-Man in the dark.
I just feel he registers like a fox. Like, that looks like a fox. That's the sort of jacket that foxes wear.
I mean, you're not wrong.
I 100%.
Prove me wrong.
No, I 100% read owl with the ears and like it would have a nice been, blazer.
I think it's because it's red hair. So if it was like gray or brownish, maybe it would be more owl.
I feel like owls need to have spectacles.
He should have glasses. That would be cool.
Fix his hair because it's stupid right
now. I'm a bit disappointed. I like the main image, but his face is really scary on the second page.
I'm going to pretend that's not there.
Honestly, it reminds me of like images of Jekyll and Hyde.
Yeah.
Where it's like,
yes.
Is he evil? Is he good? Da,
da, da, da. I think it's the jacket.
To me,
it's the light. It's a different angles of light.
Oh. To me, he's Christmas Carol Wolverine.
Oh! Yeah.
He's Scrooge.
But that panel, that black panel, black and white.
It's kind of cool.
It's good. I love it.
Oh, yeah, yeah. It does look cool.
I'm very confused by whose leg is whose.
That's Spider-Man, and this one too. This
is you can tell Spider-Man by his socks.
Oh, Spider-Man is like, he's
posing like a French girl. I was about to say, he's doing the girl's poses where it's like, you still see my butt, but my boobs all at the same time.
His bow is way bigger in the main picture
than there, yes.
And it's way more fun. I prefer the main picture by a lot. It's way more fun.
I wish there wasn't the rest.
I'm ignoring the other picture. I'm just looking at the main one and I'm like, yes.
But Wolverine has that hair as well, too, right?
It's very not that ridiculous.
I know,
like,
but
his is too ridiculous.
This is very like, I'm Jim Carrey. And
he's more than 10 years before Wolverine.
Oh, okay. I was going to say it's a ripoff.
He's Jim Carrey and Ace Ventura. Yeah.
He's like 15 years before Wolverine.
Maybe someone drew this hair and then he didn't take off. But then someone drew Wolverine and was like, oh man, you know what? That character didn't work, but I love that hair. Let's try it again.
I just feel like anything that I associate with owls, I just don't see it. Like, they're plumpy, and their head rotates, and they have round eyes, and
creepishly long legs.
Yeah, they
do have weird legs.
I agree that he really needs glasses.
Yeah, so I think that would do a lot.
This reminds me of my high school. Our mascot is an owl.
What?
Yes.
What? Really?
It's the PLM, and his name Plume, so Plume.
Oh. Right, okay.
So
okay.
As a feather or a pen, and it was a big round owl with the glasses and everything, and lovable. And after I graduated, they made a new mascot, basically a new costume.
Terrible.
And it's very slim, very aggressive face, and I hate it with a passion.
Okay, but he needs a jacket. Okay.
But see, that's the thing. The original one, the plumpy big one, had like a tweed jacket.
Aww.
It was
I'm imagining blathers.
Yes, basically. It was exactly blathers. Yes. But the other one looks a bit like him, brooding and dark and
claws
with me.
That's weird.
And yeah, the goal of the rebranding of the mascot was because, well, you know, the old owl was not really like during hockey game and stuff. Yeah.
I get it, but
we get it. Sports are mean, okay? We get it.
I feel like people want to take photos with cute mascots way more than aggressive mascots.
Yeah,
mm-hmm. I agree.
So really, I think worthwhile to have a cute one.
But mm-hmm. I think also the talons don't sell. They don't scream owl.
No.
Mm-hmm. No, and they're too long.
And they shouldn't be on his arm.
They should, like, they're curled,
just on his feet.
Yeah.
I mean, really, yes, but...
Like, just some grips so that he can grip on side of buildings. That could work.
Climb trees, as owls do.
No, but they can hang out on branches.
I wish owls decided to climb trees instead of flying up there.
And they would be, like, very, like, horizontal.
Just walking up the tree.
See, owls are lovable. This guy isn't.
You know what it is?
He's a bad
I've just
owl.
Realized it. I think it's because, isn't he looks like the villains in Pinocchio? No, the two animal villains? I think that's why he's reading strange to me.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And you know what? The fact that he has the, like, first ear owl thing on the main picture, but then he has the other one on his cheeks, that registers more like a fox
than, a cat or something. Yeah. Yeah, because those talons are cat-like, too. Mm-hmm. Like, you could sell cat.
He could be, like, low-budget version of cats.
Oh, my God, yes. Like, cats as in cats.
Yes.
Who's he playing?
Probably...
The bad one?
No, I would have. I was going to say the railway cat.
I was about to say the sexy railway cat.
I forget what he's called.
So I really want this to be his flyer, because it looks... So cool. That looks like an owl.
Oh, it does look like an owl. I was seeing a skeleton with eyes.
Me too.
Now I see owl with the eyebrows. Yeah. Oh, I love it.
But did you mention that he had like a owl gang?
Yeah.
Like is it owls? Crew?
No, it's not owls.
Damn it!
I was imagining a bunch of owls.
No, I was imagining a bunch of owls with bow ties, and you'd be like, guys! And they'd be like,
And it would be like the whale dude, where they'd be
yes!
But you had a really giant owl, and then ride the giant owl.
Yeah. And you'd be like, yay!
But he has the owl spaceship.
I want him to like fly around and be like, whoo, whoo!
Yeah.
Henchman with bow ties.
Not as fun. Boop. I'm gonna be honest, I almost bought a jacket that basically looks like this last year.
Why didn't you?
Because it was expensive. But like, I really want a winter jacket with like a cape top with it. It's so cool.
Nice.
It's meant for fox, isn't it?
I want.
I also.
I could be a fox.
I want to.
You are a fox.
We've now moved on to the shopping spree portion of the show. So, is the owl hot or not?
Nope. If I just look at the main photo and not in the terrifying close-up of his face, I'm gonna go hot. If I have to take in consideration the scary close-up, I guess it's no. Yeah. But I just like the idea of this a lot more than the reality, I guess.
Yeah, exact same analysis.
I don't know why, but the scary close-up reminds me of one of the characters in What We Do in the Shadows.
The show or the movie?
I think it's the movie.
Okay, because he does look a little bit like Jermaine Clement's character, I think.
I guess, but that would be very mean to Jermaine.
I mean, Jermaine Clement looks better than this. I want that on the record. He's a very handsome man.
We know he listens, so.
But, okay, so for me, it's a hot. I like it. I really do.
Me, it's the same. It's like, if this is a semester's work, it's a fail. But if it's just the main picture, just the, like, that one exam.
Semester's work!
You pass with flying colors.
The whole exhibit's not good. There's one piece.
There's one painting. It's worth going to the exhibit for that one painting.
Guys, the flyer is cool.
No, yeah.
That scene is fine.
The black and white is freaking awesome. It's really just the close-up of his face.
Did he make his own flying serum?
No.
Oh.
I
think the suggestion, Mike, is that you cut out the images we like and you paste them.
Right.
And then you throw out that one face.
Scary
and by that we mean in every edition that was ever printed.
Yes.
Right. It's gonna be a long job.
And also every issue of every comic he was ever in.
Imagine the chaos if like suddenly everyone's this one book had changed for everyone. And they would be like one of those kind of Mandela effects, probably, where everyone's like, no, I guess it just wasn't there.
Well, we make Mike from the timeline where this was created go do that.
This was created in this timeline. I am the Mike from this timeline.
Well, do it! Travel back in time!
I don't know, are you?
I mean back in time.
Oh, well, then I create an alternate future where you don't live and you'll never see the...
Because this face isn't there!
You'll never see that.
You never know what happens change shit.
I thought you meant that we weren't gonna live. Like, we're not alive because we removed this bad
memory. I mean, in the Marvel Universe, if you change something in the past, it creates an alternate timeline. You're still living in your own timeline.
Yeah.
And this book never changes.
Yeah, and I hate Jose for some reason.
Don't step on that butterfly.
We had a huge fight in 2001.
2001?
It was about 9/11.
But, like, I didn't know you. You were like 5.
Oh, jeez.
Okay.
I was about to baby.
Okay.
A baby?
Just a big. Mr. Fox, how many licks does it take to get to the Tootsie Roll Center of a Tootsie Pop?
Why don't you ask Mr. Turtle, for he's been around a lot longer than I. Me? I bite.
Mr. Turtle, how many licks does it take to get to the Tootsie Roll Center of a Tootsie Pop?
I never made it without biting. Ask Mr. Owl, for he is the wisest of us all.
Mr. Owl, how many licks does it take to get to the Tootsie Roll Center of a Tootsie Pop?
A good question. Let's find out. One, three.
How many licks does it take to get to the Tootsie Roll Center of a Tootsie Pop? The world may never know.
One more?
Nope. Well, yes, because this is the end of the issue.
Holy shit!
Now we're looking at the cover. Still by John Byrne. Still people running. The bigger stars are closer to the front are Nightcrawler on the cover, Moon Knight on the staples, and then Mystique in the back cover.
She's hot.
But what do you think of this arrangement?
Well, I think they did, again, terrible. Owl looks absolutely ridiculous. Like, just me.
Oh, no.
What's happening?
Once again, like, the thing that's annoying with these is you can tell that they care a lot about the main ones. And then the other ones is like, meh.
They're there.
Why would he fly like that? Like, why are his legs that far?
That's probably how he flies.
That's how he glides.
Because he's technically a flying squirrel.
Yeah, look, he flies like that in the
He's every animal except an owl. I like that the two characters I said I'd have sex with are larger and in front.
Congrats.
Thanks.
are they Nightcrawler and Moon Knight?
Yes.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Come on, Mystique is looking pretty beautiful. Except that tiny, like, alien arm she has.
It's a really tiny arm, but look at that butt.
And the belt.
I don't know if I said it when we looked at the character, but Namorita looks like Tinkerbell.
Yeah.
Oh, I remember I said that I'd have sex with Mysterio as well, but just with the helmet.
Yes. So for a second there, I looked at Orko and I thought that was just like his head and he would be like super horizontal and like swimming in the air, but no, he's running.
Is that like Mr. Fantastic's arm or something?
Yeah. Still going strong.
I like North Star. Like, that star on his side butt looks really nice. Mm-hmm. And so does his butt.
Yeah, that's nice.
Why
nice
are style. His calves bigger than his butt?
Oh my god, skier. His calves.
He does a lot of bicycling.
No, he's a skier.
But skier, you need your thighs more than your calves.
But they are a little bit bodacious. Like,
they're bodacious calves.
One that I noticed when I was just trying to find out who was who is that there's an explosion. This is going to be fun for people. There's an explosion in the bottom right corner, which I believe is Nitro.
Question mark?
Yeah, just blowing up.
That's funny.
Because I looked at the next cover, like, is that like
something linked?
Something on the, No. And it just there's just a random explosion there. So I'm going to say it's Nitro.
That's hilarious. That's funny.
I like how Overmind is just like, I don't run.
Hovers.
Nova's looking good.
Mm-hmm.
She has some nice good thighs.
Boob shot. Oh, yeah.
Namorita is looking better than in her actual entry.
And Nightmare is on a mare.
Mm. A unicorn.
All about the Nightmaricorn.
And there's a mistake. Here in
Fastos?
Fastos.
What?
We're at Owl.
Ooh.
Fastos is not until the next issue, so at some point he must have been in this issue and got bumped. I don't know.
I might be dyslexic, but I'm pretty sure P's are after the O's.
Pretty sure.
Yeah.
Here are the people who are not in it. On the cover, I mean. Morbius, Nimrod, Nuklo, and Odin.
Odin? That's actually weird.
And then they're like, everybody in the group is not, and they're not usually. So you don't get Omega Flight or the Morlocks or Mutant Force or the Olympian Gods.
I think that's fair.
Odin?
No. When they're like the group ones.
Yeah, that's too many people. Yeah. Wow, but Odin? Come on, that's
that's surprising.
They already knew at that point that Morbius movie would never come out, and when it will eventually come out, it was going to be bombing.
Terrible.
No, but they never put retired characters.
Oh, it was
so retired. Morbius and Nuklo were retired.
Who's the little purple character that's like down here?
Nebula? No,
you're right.
There's
someone in like next to the smoke.
Here it's
some guy dressed in purple or gray.
Yeah, who is that?
I mean, he has to be.
I want to flip.
Morbius, Nimrod, Nuklo, Odin. That's it. That's the only ones that aren't there. So I don't know who that's supposed to
be. I will say Nimrod. I don't remember what Nimrod
is. Nimrod looks like a crystal robot. So I don't know who that. Maybe it is Nitro.
Maybe it is Nitro.
But it doesn't look like Nitro at all.
No, it's I don't think it's Nitro. It's the right colors.
Well, let's home if you know.
It's black hair.
No, it's no one.
That's weird.
Maybe it's someone that got removed from this issue as well.
Or maybe it's someone that was supposed to be in the panel before.
Or in the next.
Mm-hmm. Or it's an illusion.
Oh, it's Shocker.
Is it Shocker?
It doesn't make sense when the rest of the people are not there. The rest of Mutant Force isn't there. All right, so if anyone knows who that's supposed to be, of course, let us know in the comments. Art credits: Omega Flight by Mike Mignola, Orca by Al Milgram, Overmind by Jackson Geis, Owl by Mike Harris.
Hey Sean, do you want to go over the checklist to make sure we are ready for the next phase of the Batman family reunion?
Sure thing, Paul.
Robin and Batgirl in team-up action?
Check.
Fried chicken?
Check. Man-Bat fighting a rare jaguar?
Check.
Deviled eggs?
Check. Potato salad?
Check.
Without the raisins?
Of course.
The Huntress fighting Catwoman and Poison Ivy?
Check. Lemonade?
Check.
Alfred and Commissioner Gordon keeping a secret from Bruce Wayne?
Check and check. Reprints or all new stories?
New stories and reprints until issue 10, and then nothing but brand new stories from there on out. Giant-sized issues?
A mere giant size until issue 16, and then dollar comics from issue 17 to 20 through the end of the run in Detective. Guest list?
Absolutely. We're having a number of Bat relatives visit the reunion, so listen in for your favorite Bat cousin.
All right, great. Then we're all ready for the Batman Family Reunion podcast, where we talk about Batman Family, the great comic book from the 70s and 80s. We'll discuss not only the stories, but also the text pages and ads, and we'll also find out what the Batman family was doing on the newsstands that month.
And since this is a reunion, we're inviting all of you, the Bat kinfolk, to listen in and to be part of the show.
Look for the Batman Family Reunion podcast on the Fire and Water Podcast Network.
Female bag. Woo! We're looking at episode 84, Nuklo, Odin, Olympia, Olympian Gods, and Olympus. Let's start with Nuklo. There's quite one quick comment from Mike Dynas. He says, I didn't really learn anything new about Nuklo, but did I learn a lot about bears? Does a bear only sometimes poop in the woods? Mike, this is Ohad or not. You can say shit.
Oh, I forgot about the butt plugs.
That's it. Odin. Chris Franklin is one of several listeners who wouldn't categorize Odin as a good father. Mike Dynas, too. Chris says, he definitely seemed to slide into the disapproving father mode more often than not over the years. Odin often changed personalities a bit depending on what role the story needed him to play. If he had to fight some world-ending threat, he was a great leader and a good father. But if Thor was in love, he disapproved and was a real jerk. Our Asgardian advisor, Gene Hendricks, is much harsher. He says, let me start off by saying that Odin is not a role model. His sole concerns are putting off Ragnarok for as long as possible and making sure that the Aesir are prepared when it does happen. He does this by any means necessary. Just look up Rinder to find out just how far he'll go. While the Marvel version is less problematic, he still has the same concerns and the same basic attitude. The reason that Thor is more worshipped by the Norse is that he's the protector of Midgard, his mother being the Norse version of Gaia. The main three are Odin, more for his magic influence than anything, Thor, and Frey, who controls the sun and the rain. Baron Bites says, Odin has the best hats of all comics.
That's a hot take.
Also, Loki is clearly the favorite son. He tries to usurp his power, kill Thor, and all around mess things up, but he only gets a slap on the wrist so he can come back in a few issues. Meanwhile, Thor keeps getting punished so he can learn humility, etc.
Maybe there's hope for Thor, but there's none for Loki. Like, he'll never learn humility.
I think there's some that's that. When you put more effort into one person.
Uh-oh. Next up, Olympia. During the discussion about the Eternal City, I made the mistake of saying the Inhumans were the result of celestial interference, but Captain Entropy corrects me that it was the Kree who did it.
Oh, thank God.
There are so many superpowered races in the Marvel Universe. It's easy to get confused.
We do all the time.
You should feel bad about yourself.
We also mentioned the Forgotten One. Well, the comment was, who's the Forgotten One? Somebody asked. To which Kurt Anstad says, well, he definitely lives up to his name. Oh, yeah. Olympian Gods and Olympus. Mike W. mentions that Hermes did lend his sandals out in the myths as well, not just to Wonder Woman. Notably, to Perseus when he went to kill Medusa. And he is the first to mention that Vesta was another of the virgin goddesses, along with Athena and Artemis, and the priestesses who tended her temples were the Vestal Virgins. Mm. So anyway, the Vestal Virgins were supposed to keep the fires lit continually in each temple. Famous enough for many people to mention it. Brian Linton adds, the story of Hestia, or Vesta, being the virgin goddess of the hearth, goes back to a time when Poseidon, her brother, and Apollo, her nephew, both wanted to marry her. She found them both to be not. So she went to Zeus and swore an oath that she would remain a virgin and never marry. In honor of this, her priestesses, the Vestal Virgins, would take an oath of chastity. Speaking of Vesta, Chris Franklin nitpicks her first appearance, given that she's sitting right there in an Olympus Group picture drawn by Jack Kirby in a much earlier story. Someone seems to have goofed He also wonders who is the Greek god of the double-sided tape. And he's betting it's Venus.
Yes, absolutely.
Thor number 3-something?
301.
So that's really late compared to... That picture is earlier. Not this one, but the... Was she just not identified as Vesta? I don't know. Captain Entropy says, I hope this doesn't come across as mean-spirited, but I really enjoyed all the confusion over all of Jack Kirby's many pseudo-pantheons. When you get back to Who's Who in 2 weeks, actually.
Oh, jeez.
Shit. I'm excited!
I look forward to hearing the new gods to be the final straw that breaks their brains. As comics readers, we had the advantage of getting all this a little at a time, often over years. For the Hot Squad, it's always a crash course.
And it's a crash course every new episode, because we forget everything in between.
Yeah, but it's also in several years, though.
We used to do 2 episodes
a night. We recorded
well, 2 episodes.
They were short.
We weren't funny enough. We got funnier as
you were
went.
Briefer. I won't say you were.
We wouldn't go into much details on invented backstories.
We weren't
back then.
Talking about camping enough.
We got ramblier.
Yeah. I remember.
Well, if you check the actual episode lengths, they're not that long still.
Yeah,
right. I just cut out more stuff.
Ouch.
You should know that Mike cuts out all our best bits.
Yeah. You think we're delightful. You have no idea.
He keeps the treasures for himself.
We're planning a live show. We're reviewing 6 characters and it's 6 hours.
Yeah. Speaking of delight, Ange's favorite moment in the discussion is when Shotgun says how Hera is married to Zeus, who is both her husband and brother, and not dead bands. Shit happens. In the background.
Yeah, it was really quiet.
I really just said it for myself.
Ange nearly spit his coffee. And from there he says, I love this show wholeheartedly. The chemistry the crew has, the banter, the side trips, and the comic discussions are just wonderful and always make me laugh. At times, I need irreverence. Finally, Gene Hendricks recommends the webcomic Punderworld for an interesting take on Hades and Persephone. And Persephone's mother Hestia, which I believe José already read.
I am a hard worker, but also I've been on a tap out all day at work.
Before we go, we have to mention the Fire and Water Podcast Network patron page at patreon.com/FWPodcasts. If you like our content, please think about making a one-time or monthly donation, the amount of which will allow you to unlock rewards. Like getting on our hot list and get the girls to throw a custom compliment at you.
Okay, what about if they were surrounded by a swarm of animals that would follow them, what would it be?
Yes! Okay.
Very good. So Gene Hendricks is up first.
I think he would get flying horses.
Pegasi?
Pegasi.
Oh, I like that.
That would be cool and scary as hell. Or
bring an umbrella.
Alternatively, it could be the screaming goats from Thor.
Oh, you don't want more than 2.
What follows Eric?
Raccoons.
Oh my god! I would follow you forever. I love raccoons much.
Where is he from?
How do I know?
Just checking. Is that Eric with an H?
It is Eric with an H. But we gave him raccoons. Don't try to think of another one.
Yeah, raccoons are cool.
Think of one for Mike Dynas from British Columbia.
He also gets killer whales.
Or like seagulls.
Oh no, you don't want to wish seagles upon anyone.
No, oh my god, horrifying. I saw a video today of a seagull eating a rat. You don't want to know.
I saw a video of a cat befriending a rat.
Oh, okay. What about Yeti from
Sasquatch?
Yeah, he's surrounded by Sasquatch.
Sasquai.
Sasquai.
But no, but there's a superhero that's Sasquatch.
So?
It's weird. Okay. And finally, and you can't say birds.
You can't say eagle. No.
Monsieur Luc.
Cat.
Tiggy.
Just Tiggy specifically, but multiple times.
All with a bunch little, of Tiggy. Not Tiggy with wings.
Flying Tiggy.
Oh, he would be terrified.
Like, just a bunch of skittish cats.
And on that piece of absurdity, leave comments at fireandwaterpodcast.com and say goodbye, guys.
Bye. Bye, guys.
We love you. dance.
I wanna see your beach balls, beach balls. Show me your beach balls, beach balls.
You love the madness.